The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
A new season of Bridgerton is here, and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get an ice pack ready, because we're all about to get punched in the face with our hero of the week.
Why would the hero punch us?
Can the hero hug us, Jeff?
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and today's hero is a convenience store owner from Tacoma, Washington, named Nayef Quatemin. He was working behind the cash register last week when, at around 8 p.m., a guy came up to the counter, held up a knife, and said, "Listen, this is a holdup."
Oh, man.
This video is unbelievable.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. It went viral.
He demanded all the money from the cash register if you didn't see it, but Nayef didn't panic.
Mm-mm.
Instead, he calmly says, "That's not a knife. This is a knife," and pulls out a giant machete.
Oh my god!
It's huge. It's like probably 3 feet long.
Just had it laying next to the register. So Nayef starts waving the machete at the robber. The thief stumbles backwards, then reaches into his backpack and pulls out a samurai sword.
No.
Hold on.
Who's got throwing stars?
Showdown?
I'm just kidding, yeah. Nayef held the suspect with the machete, and he waited for the police to arrive. But it would have been funny if they had gone back and forth.
Then it was like, a bazooka. Like, wait, what?
I got a grenade.
Yeah. Just a full cannon comes out of the backpack. Yeah.
So there's a longer story to this. Basically, the robber escapes because Nayef's wife gets in the middle of it, ends up getting caught by the authorities.
You say it like she interrupted the situation.
Did. She did. She felt bad for the robber.
Yeah.
Really? Seriously, she was like, I'm worried that he's going to get hurt. So she steps in front. Robber gets away, ends up getting caught by the authorities, is brought to jail. Gets released the same day, goes back to the convenience store to threaten Nayef. And at that point, Nayef's son and his friends tackle him and keep him in the market till the cops arrive and arrest him again.
What did the wife do that time? Guys, I keep telling you.
You're being too rough.
Yeah.
So Nayef.
What an idiot.
Dang.
Not Nayef.
Nayef is our hero. Yeah. Nayef, his son, and his son's friends are all given hero of the week honors. Just edging out our own digital Jake for the shot caller question of the day. Where's your machete, Jake?
I lost to the quad knife guys again.
You did. It's okay. Just give us some trivia and we'll forgive you.
Okay. Well, they say the quickest way to instantly double your money is to rob a bank.
Okay.
That's not what they say.
Where we were just at.
However, I have checked with several lawyers, and most of them told me it's not legal.
Most of them.
Well, all of them should.
Probably don't attempt that if you were thinking about
it.
Cross that off our to-do list.
The next fastest way to increase your wealth is to buy a professional sports team.
Wow. Nice.
Michael Jordan did it. Michael B. Jordan did it.
Hey.
Now we're just waiting on Brooke's husband, Michael, to jump into the owner's circle.
He would love that.
Yeah.
And to help inspire Michael Fox, today you're going to need to name the top 20 most valuable sports teams on Earth.
On Earth?
My gosh.
In a substantial financial edition of... Plenty of 20.
Oh, this is nuts.
We're going to start with the closest thing we have to a real athlete on the show. I say that with quotes. That's Alexis.
I mean, I immediately go to Messi and who he plays for.
Do you know who he plays for now?
Yeah, I know he's on Miami, but I don't know if it'd be like old like PSG or Barcelona like
that. Yeah, one of his other ones.
That's where I'm torn on which it would be. But PSG has
These are soccer teams that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
But in the whole world, I feel like they've got to be on there.
You're absolutely on point.
I'll go like PSG, Jake.
Paris Saint-Germain is not in the top 20. It's around 28 or 29.
Really? Because Mbappe plays for them.
He does, but there's a lot of NFL teams, a couple soccer, a couple basketball.
No cricket teams on there?
We'll see, Jeff. Brooke, you're up next. think of large markets.
Teams
with a lot of history.
Okay. I am going to go really rabid fan base. We're going to say Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, good.
Dallas Cowboys, Brooke, they're number one on my list.
$9 billion
as of last time we
checked. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to need that silver safe.
Good.
Because I've got a very short list here.
Great use of it. Let's go to Jeffrey.
I'm going to take inspiration from Brooke on this because she's always going online and calling herself a proud patriot.
Mm-hmm. Now, always, like all
capital
the time.
P.
I assume she means.
So terrible.
I assume that she's talking about the football team.
Yeah.
So let me.
I don't like either.
Show me the New England Patriots, please.
The New England Patriots.
You guys are
number
terrible.
Four on my list.
Oh, thanks, Brooke. Keep cheering them on.
All those Super Bowls are worth some value. They're worth $7 billion.
Wow.
Jose, biggest sports fan in the room. You're up next.
I'm going to play it safe and say the New York Yankees.
The New York Yankees, number two on my list.
Number two? Oh, okay.
$7.1 billion.
Okay, I'm going to go back to football, and I think the only team that's like owned by the fans, we're going to say the Green Bay Packers.
Smart.
The Green Bay Packers are in the 30s.
No.
They're not in the top 20.
The fans are not doing a good job making that money.
Terrible with money. Yeah. Brooke, you had your silver save, though, so you're still in it.
Okay.
We're back to Jeffrey.
Okay, let's go with a team that was literally named after rich people digging up gold. I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers.
The 49ers are number 14 on my list.
Oh, yeah.
$6 billion worth of worth.
You know, I like how you picture 49ers being rich people digging up gold.
Yeah,
like in suits and ties.
Yeah.
That is true.
Their mascot's like a toothless miner.
They took off their monocle so they wouldn't get dirt on them. They were practical.
Then I put my top hats back on.
Read a history book. You'll see.
Jose, 3, 5, 6, 7. Most of the board's still there for you.
Jake, give me Dodgers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers did not make the top 20.
Oh. Wow. Really? Does that mean I just win?
No, I'm still in it, Brooke.
Oh, dang it.
Los Angeles Dodgers are in the 20s. They're in between 20 and 30 on there. Yes. The lowest number on my list is $5.2 billion. The Dodgers are just under $5 billion.
That is, like, mind-blowing.
Brooke.
Oh, man. I mean, I feel like we're leaving out hockey right now. But I don't know.
I would leave out hockey, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you know what I've been wanting is like a Knicks shirt just because it's cute.
They're definitely on there.
No, I think with NBA, before any of them, you have to go LA Lakers.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Los Angeles Lakers, number 15 on the list.
Wow.
$5.9 billion. Jeffrey.
Well, now, see, I'm just thinking the biggest cities have the biggest markets and the most money to put towards their team. So I'm going Chicago. Give me the Bears.
The Bears.
Oh, Bears.
The Bears. Duh.
Interesting.
Number 7 on the list. $6.3 billion. The NFL runs everything. Back to Brooke.
Oh, my God. Okay, if we're gonna do big cities again, how about Miami Heat?
The Miami Heat.
Not a bad answer.
Did not make the top 20.
God, my husband would have been so proud if I won this game.
That means that Jeffrey is our winner today.
Hey, Jeff.
Here's some of the teams you guys missed. A new stadium recently. The Golden State Warriors were number 3 at $7 billion.
Oh.
Los Angeles Rams, another new stadium, $6.9 billion.
Oh, I didn't think of them.
The New York Giants were number 6 at $6.8 billion. The Las Vegas Raiders, the Knicks, The Jets, yeah, Real Madrid was the highest-ranked soccer team.
That's what I had down
the
too.
Commanders recently sold for $6.5
billion. Oh, the Commanders.
Manchester United, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Miami Dolphins made the list, Brooke, not the Heat.
Oh,
Barcelona,
wow.
The Houston Texans,
and Barcelona.
Number 20 was Liverpool, the soccer team.
Oh, interesting.
That was plenty of 20.
Hey.
Since I lasted the longest, I'm going to choose who gets shocked today. You're going to be singing Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. And I have to give it to the woman who besmirched the good name of proud 49ers everywhere. Brooke Fox.
I'll remember when I lost my mind.
We're going to do a phone tap in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! Ha! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.